USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is confirming that a bipartisan debt ceiling agreement has been reached.
Good news. We've got to just focus, Speaker McCarthy, and we've reached a bipartisan budget agreement that we're ready to move to the full Congress.
He delivered remarks earlier at the White House. He said House Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated in good faith. Another Republican could be adding their name to the running for the White House.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is reportedly planning to launch a presidential bid. The 66-year-old is in his second term in office. A major announcement is planned next week in Fargo. Burgum expressed concern about the country's political polarization during a recent interview, saying 60% of Americans are part of what he called a silent majority that is not well represented. He joined the list of a half dozen Republicans who have declared their candidacy, including three other former or current state governors. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Texas lawmakers have impeached State Attorney General Ken Paxton.
There have been 121 ayes and 23 nays, two present non-voting, three absent. The resolution is adopted.
The articles of impeachment included allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. Paxton's now suspended from office, pending a Senate trial. Governor Greg Abbott could appoint someone to handle the state's legal responsibilities in the meantime. Paxton, a star of the conservative legal movement across the country in recent years, has dismissed the process as a politically motivated sham. I'm Karen Sloan.
A Memorial Day ceremony will be held tomorrow at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Museum in California's Simi Valley. The program will feature musical performances by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Band, a flyover by the Tiger Squadron, and an invocation by the Naval Base Ventura County Command Chaplain. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police are looking into last night's shooting inside a Garden Grove, California restaurant. Emergency crews found two people suffering from wounds and took them to the hospital in unknown condition. A third person was hospitalized with an apparent head injury. No arrests have been made. A bill that would ban diversity hiring programs at Texas colleges and universities appears to be headed to Governor Abbott's desk. Texas House and Senate leaders reached an agreement yesterday, and the bill is expected to be approved by both chambers. Abbott said earlier this year that he supports diversity in hiring, but he claims that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs have become political. The NAACP is against the legislation. One California police agency is getting a dog that never eats or sleeps.
The Los Angeles City Council is approving a robot dog to be used by the Los Angeles Police Department. The quadrupled unmanned ground vehicle, called Spot, is manufactured by Boston Dynamics and is valued at roughly $280,000. LAPD representatives say the device will be used in SWAT or hazardous material situations and will also be used for search and rescue operations. I'm Lance Pry.
After starting the series with a three-game deficit, the Boston Celtics are forcing Game 7 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Boston Celtics won thriller against the Heat in Miami 104-103 Saturday after starting the series with a three-game deficit. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.